This is a rebroadcast of a 2017 episode exploring the ableism behind deciding which voices are good enough to be on the radio and which aren't. Chenjerai Kumanyika wrote a beautiful manifesto about the effect of code switching on him as he tried to squeeze his voice into what most public radio hosts tend to sound like, as in setting aside his Black cultural experiences and trying to match white host vocal styles. And he wrote about finding and celebrating his own voice. I'm grateful that he mentioned ableism as one factor that keeps diverse types of voices out of radio. Chenjerai's manifesto has been ringing in my head since I first heard and read it in 2015, and any work that can build on what he wrote is much-needed work. In this episode, Alice Wong and I talk about disabled voices and what's missing when we exclude voices that reveal disability from public media and podcasting. I don't talk publicly about it much, but it's a topic so excruciatingly near and dear to my heart. My blog is much less active than it was for years, and one reason that I guess was semi-secret till now is my own voice disorder, which I can usually hide from most people unless I overdo it one day and have laryngitis for a month. In the past year or so, the laryngitis is startlingly frequent, but the fact that I try to hide it, that I refuse to record blog posts when my voice is at its most hoarse and bumpy, well, isn't that a shame? If I hadn't had such outstanding insurance years ago that brought me tons of voice therapy and a pricey, risky, and somewhat botched surgery on my vocal cord, I would have given up before even starting a blog and a podcast. Back then, I never heard a voice like Alice's on the air to inspire me to say, fuck it, and get out there anyway. To this day, any woman with a hint of fry or rasp whose voice is broadcast is fair game for the public to attack her voice and even her skill as a reporter or host, voice disorder or not. But if, like Alice and a few other voices that pop up in this episode, you can't hide your disability or wait for it to be less apparent one day like I can, I think you should be on the air twice as much as I should, 10 times as much.